Okay, long about this time at the Iridium every Sunday, I find out if there are any kids that want to hear Schoolhouse Rock. Actually, my Schoolhouse Rock fans are 30-something. It was on television in 1973 for 13 years or so. We're going to do the very first song I wrote called Three is a Magic Number. Three is a magic number. Yes, it is. It's a magic number. Somewhere in the ancient mystic trinity, you get three as a magic number.
We're told there are literally millions of Americans who, after years of Saturday morning exposure to ABC TV's Schoolhouse Rock, know Bob Doro's voice, but not his face or name. Three is a Magic Number was the very first song he wrote when the idea of that long-running series was first proposed to network execs. That we learn from Paul Blair.
Triangle has three sides, no more, no less. You don't have to guess. When it's three, you can see it's a magic number.
There was much more than math, though. There were nouns and conjunctions and civics with the Constitution. And if three is a magic number, we're here today to say that two is not too bad either. It's Jump, Jive, and Jazz number two, live at the Scranton Cultural Center on September 24th. And even though it's all about experiencing some truly terrific jazz, there's more than just an undercurrent of education to the whole affair. Not just because our favorite tunes from Schoolhouse Rock will ring out with special guest Bob Doro, and not just because so many of the musicians are music educators, but because Patrick J. Marcinko Jr. will be remembered, known in the region as a musician's musician, a composer, a conductor, and preeminent music educator. It's his ensemble, the Upper Valley Winds Big Band, that will serve as the backbone for this bash at the ballroom of the Scranton Cultural Center under the direction of his son, Patrick Marcinko III. Mario Santamoro, director of strategic initiatives at the Scranton Cultural Center, has been coordinating this event for the past 2 years, and she stopped in at the WVIA studios with Patrick Marcinko III, percussionist, drummer, composer, and band director, Meyer Moskowitz, event advisor and jazz advocate, and Doug Smith, jazz musician, band leader, concert producer, and educator, to talk with us about Jump, Jive, and Jazz and how it came about.
Actually, after a conversation that I had with Meyer, one of our supporters and cheerleaders, we decided having a jazz event at the Cultural Center would be a beautiful thing in the ballroom. So we got together, we talked about how we might piece this together, and it all started with Patrick's father's Upper Valley Winds Big Band. But we thought, oh, wouldn't it be great to have that on the big stage facing the ballroom and then have a few more acts open up for that and lead up to the big band? And we actually were in the process of working it out where Patrick Marcinko Jr. was going to be the director that day, and sadly he passed away before that happened, but we carried on as he would wish, and here we are again this year, and we're really looking forward to it.
Patrick, tell us about the Upper Valley Winds.
Oh, years and years ago, my father was having a conversation with a few other musicians, and one of which was Bobby Ventry, who at the time was still living in the northeastern Pennsylvania area, and Bobby was a brilliant jazz guitarist. So he was speaking with a couple of people, and he was saying how he was writing music, and it was so difficult to put ensembles together. And Bobby was joking, oh, Pat, you know what you got to do? You got to put your own group together and have your own group, some kind of Upper Valley something or other, because he lived in the Archbold area, which was going pretty close to Carbondale, for those who don't know. And so Bobby said, well, we got to call it the Upper Valley something or other. Lo and behold, years later, my dad was and impetus in the construction of a monument to coal mining and coal miners in Oliphant, and decides he's going to put a special band together to aid in the celebrating of this event, very much in the old military style. And we're going to have a bit of a concert that afternoon when they're going to unveil the statue. And he needed to name this group. After a while, I said, "Dad, you don't need a name." "What do you mean I don't need a name?" I said, "Come on, you and I were both there the day Bobby Ventry said that you got to name this group the Upper Valley something or other." I said, "No, you just need one word, Dad." And he was thinking about it, and the word Winds came to mind. So it became the Upper Valley Winds. Push forward 2 years, and he had done one of his own pieces, the Coal Miner's Tale, which was this massive programmatic piece of music that my father wrote. And we had talked about doing some jazz things. He said, "Oh, well, you know, I'd have to put a different band together." I said, "No, Dad, you've already got four saxophones put together from the Coal Miner's Tale. You just add one more. You've got the makings of a great trombone section there. The same thing with the trumpet section." I said, "You already know who's going to play bass and drums and everything for you." I said, "So you have the same thing. Just going to rename it the Upper Valley Winds Big Band." And as a matter of fact, I would say that for this event, September 24th, most of the band is the same that played that first event with us there on Courthouse Square under the tent in the pouring rain. And so here we are back again for Jump, Jive, and Jazz 2. And we're very excited because we're going to be doing some material that my dad, unfortunately, was not around to hear that I had bought the charts for. But we have got a fabulous vocalist that's going to be with us this time. Everybody in northeastern Pennsylvania knows Mr. Tony Vernetti. And Tony is going to be singing with the big band. And we are going to be doing some numbers that I don't know if I should mention it just yet, because it's going to be such a surprise to the ears. But great, great, great swinging numbers. I'll give you a hint. If you've listened to any Paul Anka, later Paul Anka albums, you might know what I'm talking about. And that's the hint that you get.
Oh, that's sweet.
So Tony's going to do a fabulous job. And of course, because of what the Upper Valley Winds Big Band was essentially put together to perform, the sounds of Stan Kenton, we also will be doing at least 6 or 8 Kenton tunes as well. Great Stan Kenton type arrangements from any of his fabulous arrangers, such as Willie Maiden will be one of them, and Bill Holman, Ken Hanna. So it's going to be a very varied program. Once again, for those who were there last year, they're not going to want to miss this year. And for those people who weren't there last year, they're going to want to come and experience a jazz festival all in one night. Great, great atmosphere of the Scranton Cultural Center, and that cafe style of seating and everything. It's just going to be wonderful. And great, great, great music.
That's such a fun note that you're bringing up, is the way the room is going to look is like stepping into a jazz club that you would see in New York or Chicago. Or it's a really big, beautiful room with a big, beautiful stage. The lighting is perfect. And it's set up cabaret style, so it creates that intimate setting, but offers just a beautiful space for these musicians to play. The events that we've been doing at the Cultural Center, especially this one, we work with all regional talent. And sure enough, many have been featured on George Graham's All That Jazz or Homegrown. So I love the fact that we work with our own. And I mean, I'm going to go so far as to say it's across Pennsylvania, because some do come from Central Susquehanna Valley, maybe as far as Williamsport. Is that right?
Well, Rob Byam is coming right out of Williamsport.
Right. Yeah. We've got some from the Poconos, Milford, Allentown area, Bethlehem area. And then, of course, right here in Scranton and surrounding areas. So that's something to be proud of, that we have that talent right in our own backyard.
I really think that people should come and show up in this beautiful auditorium. Ballroom per se, and make this event a great thing. I am honored to be part of the festival the second year in honor of the late great Patrick Barsenko Jr. Friend to all, an educator, a mentor to many, many people. Many of the people who are playing in the Upper Valley Winds, he educated. Many of the people who will show up at this jazz event, he educated. He made a large impact on people in the music scene in northeastern Pennsylvania. He was a great man, he was a maestro, and this event is in honor of the man.
You know what, Erica, too, in talking about Maestro Patrick Marcinkle Jr. was an educator. We are doing things a little bit differently this year. We have a couple of different acts that are going to be playing, and Doug can talk a little bit more about one that we're very excited about, which is all about education as well. So tying in the whole education with music, Doug can talk a little bit more about Bob Dureau's Schoolhouse Rock.
Well, I'm honored to be here, and certainly not up to the level of being in Bob's place, but certainly be able to convey what we're going to be doing. Bob's a longtime friend of WVIA, and I've been fortunate to work with him on and off since the 60s, actually, when I just got out of high school. I mean, God bless Bob. He's 93. I'm close within a year. But he's got more energy than I do at 70, and he just keeps going and going. But he's been an inspiration to me, as has Pat's dad been an inspiration to me for many years, you know, both of them. Actually, Maria and I had talked about bringing Schoolhouse Rock and or Bob Dureau into the Cultural Center for a few years. Most people know who he is, you know, wrote almost all the Schoolhouse Rock songs and performed them from the 60s right up until now. And I've been fortunate to perform this program in a lot of schools. We still do them when the funding is available. And it's a great experience because there's like four generations of people that know Bob now. There'll be the administrators, the teachers, and then the students, and then some of the kids are, you know, I mean, it's just amazing that all over the world that his songs, you know, Conjunction Junction, My Hero Zero, Grammar Rock, History Rock. There's one school, actually Our Lady of Peace in Clark Summit. We used to do the preamble to the Constitution, and the teacher there, I'm sorry, I can't remember the name, the kids would learn the whole piece right from the CD, and they would sing along. It's just so inspirational. He's just a great guy, and you know, I mean, everyone knows much of his history. I mean, he's, I believe, the only vocalist to actually perform with Miles Davis in a recording, and he's actually going to perform, of course, at the Delaware Water Gap Coda Festival right before our concert, and he's going to be appearing at the Deerhead after our concert on the 30th with Sheila Jordan and Rosanna Vitro. So that'll be really interesting. But he's just amazing. I mean, he's always reinventing himself. He's one of the most creative guys that I've ever... I mean, we'll be driving to a job, and he'll just come up with the most clever lines. You know, Walt Bibinger will be playing guitar, and Tyler Dempsey is going to play drums with us this time. And we look forward to using your wonderful piano.
I'm looking forward to that, too.
It'll be a combination of Schoolhouse Rock and jazz. We're not going to just do Schoolhouse Rock, so it'll be a nice mixture of the two. And the other side of the coin that sometimes people don't think about, so there's a whole educational aspect of this and everything that happened on ABC for years, but he also snuck in all this great jazz and jazz musicians, Jack Sheldon and, you know, all these wonderful people that work with him. So people really didn't think about the fact that there was all this jazz going on within, you know, these wonderful educational songs, It also promoted the art form a lot, too.
To a younger audience.
What you're just saying there is a very important line. You keep it going, keep it going, keep it going. And we have a tendency in society to really enjoy things that people who were before us instituted and maintained for years and years and years. And then all of a sudden, you know, that person retires, or that person passes away, or moves away for that matter. And then suddenly that event is no more. And then we all sit around and go, boy, I really miss when we used to do this, or we used to have that. Fact is that if we want these kind of things to continue, we need to pick up where other people leave off. We need to continue to do whatever that thing is, whatever that job was, and to advance upon it even more.
It's really a lot of fun to breathe this kind of life into this type of an event, especially in a place like ours. You know, Patrick is talking about it's our responsibility to keep this going on and on, but it's also important to note that the building in and of itself is part of it. It's almost like these are all characters in a play or a movie, and the actual space that we're in is one of those characters. Many of us already know that the Cultural Center at the Masonic Temple is a historic building. It's 188,000 square feet. That being said, in and of itself, we also know that there's always need of restoration and care that has to take place on an ongoing basis, and that costs a lot of money. So it's an honor to be able to do these ongoing events, but it's also an opportunity for us to remain engaged with our community, and we bring people into the place, and you know, everyone can see for themselves what still needs to be done, what has already been done. And these are ways that we can all help together. And I don't know if we mentioned the date in a while, but it is coming up September 24th. It's a beautiful Sunday. It starts at 6:30, so it's not too late of a night. And it's really exciting because we tried to look at how things were last year, and they were great. But you always kind of look at, like, what are some ways that we can make things just a little bit different, or what haven't we seen before? And we have a lovely jazz vocalist based in Milford, and she performs with a jazz tap dance percussionist, which I think is totally different. She's going to come in with her own portable floor and serve as the percussionist. And Michelle's voice is beautiful.
Michelle Oram has performed throughout northeastern Pennsylvania, New York City, New Jersey. She's been all over the place. She has a very unique style, and she likes to work with a trio usually behind her. So you'll hear several gentlemen from this area backing her up. Besides Jen Rose, who is her tap dance percussionist, she is fabulous. And I remember when the first time I was going to work with Jen, and Michelle was trying to explain what exactly was going to happen. And I'm thinking to myself, well, I don't know about this. To have a drummer and a tap dancer at the same exact time, I don't know how this is going to work. But it turns out that Jen is incredibly sensitive to the music and what's going on. And it didn't take very long at all for the two of us to work well together and to mesh. And so I know that the public is going to really enjoy when Michelle is singing and Jen is doing the dance. It makes for a very unique presentation. And she's going to be very dynamic, and you're just going to love her that night for sure. Throughout all of this, the jazz art group was not really formally mentioned. And I was sort of saving it for the end because I refer to that as my little baby, because I've always wanted to have a group that just almost doesn't have to rehearse, but yet plays really, really well together no matter what they do. And this is this kind of a group, the jazz art group, which is Tom Kosick on guitar. And Tom comes up from the Bethlehem area. So Tom is just an incredibly great guitar player who, from what I understand, was playing professionally at a very young age. And then there is with that group John Ventry on bass. I did mention his father much earlier, Bob Ventry. John is just one of the best electric bass players I've ever had the chance to work with, is John Ventry. I just think he's wonderful. We also have myself on drums, and which I happen to like the way I play too. And featured with this group is such a wonderfully great friend of mine, Mr. Mark Woodyatt on electric violin. And I know many people have had the opportunity to hear Mark play. Mark has just been everywhere. One minute he's playing bluegrass, and next minute he's playing jazz, or he's playing some ethnic kind of thing, or he's playing classical music. He just does
it
all.
He's the most versatile.
Yeah, very, very versatile. And if you haven't heard Mark, you're going to want to. If you have heard Mark, you're going to want to come and see his jacket, because he has that wonderful jacket that he got from none other than Florian Zabok.
So he's almost like Liberace was to his
there
piano.
He is to the violin.
I don't
know if Mark has any capes yet.
Eric, I just want to say one thing about Pat before we wrap it up.
One of the other reasons that I'm glad to be part of this, as is Meyer, is that we've been friends with the Marcinko family for years. So this means a lot to me. We're not only musical friends, but personal friends for many years. So for me to be part of this, to honor Pat and to honor the whole family and Glenda and everything, it's really wonderful. And, you know, I know Meyer has remained very close friends with the family and has been doing a lot, you know, behind the scenes to help out not only with this event, but with some other things. So this means a lot to us. And it's not just the music part of it, but it means a lot to me to be able to do something in Pat's memory.
So I would like to say thank you to all of our sponsors that have helped support this event, such as the Lackawanna County Arts and Culture and Pennsylvania Council on the Arts, because without that kind of support and the support of our corporate sponsors, we would not be able to put on such an event like this and bring it to the community.
Maria Santamaro, Director of Strategic Initiatives at the Scranton Cultural Center, and she was joined by Patrick Marcinko III, Meyer Moskowitz, and Doug Smith, all filling us in on Jump, Jive, and Jazz live at the Scranton Cultural Center, the second annual, taking place September 24th at 6:30 p.m. in the Grand Ballroom. featuring Patrick Marcinko Jr.'s Upper Valley Winds Big Band, with special guests Bob Doro's Schoolhouse Rock and all the jazz.
Okay, kids, so much for philosophy. Now time to take care of business. I know you count it by twos, you count it by five, you count it by tens. But today we're gonna count by threes. Real easy when you get started. Starts out 3, 6, 9. Okay. We'll take it all the way up to 30, where it comes out even. And I want you to count it with me. Are you ready? Here we go. Get set. 3, 6, 9.
Bob Doro's Schoolhouse Rock and All the Jazz. Also on the program, Michelle Oram, vocalist with jazz tap percussionist Jen Rose and the Jazz Art Group. It's all at the Scranton Cultural Center, Jump, Jive, and Jazz, September 24th at 6:30 p.m. For more information on the web, sccmt.org. And that stands for Scranton Cultural Center Masonic Temple, sccmt.org, or you may call 344-1111, area code 570. sccmt.org, sccmt.org, live at the Scranton Cultural Center in the Grand Ballroom, Jump, Jive, and Jazz, September 24th at 6:30 p.m., featuring Patrick Marcinko Jr.'s Upper Valley Winds Big Band, Bob Doro's Schoolhouse Rock, Michelle Oram with jazz tap percussionist Jen Rose, and the Jazz Art Group. sccmt.org.
Very good. But I notice some of you kids are bigger than the regular kids. So, since it's such an easy table, I think we ought to take it a little bit higher. This part wasn't on TV, so be careful. Works like this. Now, if you go above 30 on the table, if you go above 10, you can put that 30 right in front of the pattern and count it all over again like this. 33, 36, 39, 42, 45, 48, 51, 54, 57, 60. Do that again. 33, 36,
just remember these numbers, 9/24/17. That's September 24th, 2017 at 6:30 p.m. It's Jump, Jive, and Jazz at the Scranton Cultural Center. For more information on the web, sccmt.org.
17 is 51, 3 times 60, 48.